Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. I'm Bob. How do you approach social situations? Are you someone who prepares for every interaction, or are you someone who just shows up and plays it by ear? Before today's episode, I didn't even know that was a choice. Listen in and learn as Nick schools me in the proper way to prepare to engage other people. Enjoy.
I had this feeling, you know, like going up and visiting my friends, or even just going over to visit my family, I'm like, I got to think of the stuff that's relevant enough to share.
Oh, and you think of that in advance before you get
there? Yeah, because, and then I get kind of nervous about it. I get anxious about it. I forget things. And then, you know, eventually I get into this comfort zone and I'm able to talk about it. And I'm almost like, so, you know, one of the things we do for this podcast is, like, we didn't do it today, but normally we would come up with topics, jumping off points.
I guess one of us.
Oh yeah, no, I did. It's on my phone. But I'm wondering if I just need to do that more often and just be like, what is, so I guess the other thing that I'm trying to measure is what is relevant for sharing, because I have to, it has to be good.
It doesn't have to be good.
I know, but what my idea of good is versus other people. Like, my mom would love to hear anything about my life.
Exactly.
Anything.
So you feed her what she wants. Yeah. And it's still real and it's still true.
Well,
but I think you do a lot more preparation for social things than I do. I kind of just show up.
Sure.
And then whatever comes out of my mouth comes out of my mouth for the most part. But I do, you know, for this experience, I want to think about it a little bit and just see if there's some interesting things or things. Here's the thing. Things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
That will also be interesting to them, because that's where that little Venn diagram needs to hit, because I don't want to talk about things that are just interesting to them that bore me. And I don't want to just talk about things that are interesting to me that bore them. I've had a conversation actually at the table we're sitting at right now with two people. Patty is there as well, that never asked a single question the whole time that they were there. Had zero interest in us or anything about our lives.
Yeah.
And it was a very interesting, weird, weight-bearing thing for us. Because when you have to carry all of that, you know, asking all the questions, and then, well, and in case you're curious about us, we, you know.
Well, did they, when you did say something, because this is something that I find really difficult, is when they don't ask a follow-up question when you're obviously telling a story. Like, I feel like almost, well, I can tell the whole story, but maybe there's a direction you want it to go. Maybe there's a particular element or aspect of it that is of interest to you. And then they don't. And I'm just like, and then I did this, the end. I just bail on it. I'm just like, okay, well, if you're obviously it comes across as maybe they're bored of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care.
Or they've gotten all the information they feel like you have and all that they need. And yeah, I think that is awkward though, when you kind of, you leave it in such a way.
You tee something up.
Or at very least, they're going to make some comment about what's already happened.
Yeah.
You know, just to say, well, I'm still engaged. I still follow what you're doing. We're so hungry for attention. It's really sad. I mean, not just you and me. Everybody is. Everybody wants to know they're being listened.
I mean, mostly you and me.
Well, I mean,
we're hungrier than most.
Right at the top of that.
I'm starving for attention. Hey, it's me. I'm Nick. Thanks for listening. Needing to be heard, or needing to make someone smile and laugh, it's really important to me and to Bob. But I have to remember that those spontaneous moments, the unplanned stuff, that's the best. I don't have to prepare for everything, except for this podcast and this outro, which I wrote, but I make it sound so natural, right? That was scripted as well. Have a great day.